This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tied at one in the seventh inning. Caratini batting left-handed. Swings at the first pitch. Hits it in the air. Deep down the right field line. Towards the pole. Gonna go! A two-run homer for Victor Caratini. Just call him clutch. Padres with their first lead of the night. 3-1.
Good win last night.
Yep.
I said yesterday, no must-win games in April. But with Yu Darvish going against Sanchez, the fifth starter for the Giants, after losing the first game of that series, you really wanted the opportunity to win the series, win the homestand, and get some momentum early in the season. So I thought, as far as the games that I've watched so far go, this one, to me, the most pivotal that we've seen. And I like the fact that the Padres, even without Fernando Tatis Jr., found a way to win a low-scoring, tense game coming up with that big hit in the bottom of the seventh inning, the Victor Caratini two-run home run down the line in right field. By the way, he only hit one home run all last season, so he just matched it. Now, short season,
yeah.
he's a backup catcher,
yeah.
So that's not stunning. He had 11 in 2019. He's got some power. Came through at just the right moment yesterday as the Padres beat the San Francisco Giants 3-1. Now, if they win today, Woods, 5-2 homestand, I think we all would have just said,
no
all
doubt.
Right, yeah, I mean, 6-1 would have been great, but 5-2 is a solid homestand, a great way to start the season. That's what we're going for with Blake Snell on the mound today against Kevin Gausman.
Those two, Snell and Darvish and Musgrove. I mean, the way he pitched in his first start, we'll be talking to Joe at 8:35, by the way. Those cats get you real excited to watch the game. Blake Snell, out of the three of those, Blake Snell for me is the guy that I'm like running to the TV to watch him pitch. All of them to some extent. There's something interesting about all of our starting pitchers. But, man, Snell just has that kind of next level, that electric stuff. Can't wait to see how that plays.
We got the phone lines jammed with Padres fans, 833-288-0973. I suspect, though, most of them want to talk about Fernando Tatis Jr. going on the injured list and potential ways to keep him from going back there as the season goes on. The Padres say they're going to talk to him. Wood says you can't really change, a zebra can't change his stripes, as it were, and he's got to be himself out there. What do you think? We're taking your phone calls right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Is there a way for Fernando Tatis Jr. to keep everything that makes him Fernando Tatis Jr., but somehow modify a little bit?
Actually, there
keep
is.
Keep him healthy.
There is.
What is there?
Magic.
Magic. I love that.
It's the only way.
Hey, we bring
voodoo.
We bring spatulomancy is how you're going to do
possibly
that.
Possibly some spatulomancy would work. Divination based on the shoulder blade of another animal. Yeah, that's really the only way. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of luck.
Now, you say that once. There's a lot of players in baseball have modified the way they played. Manny Machado was different player than he was when he started his career. Can we not speed up that learning process just a little bit here for Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Well, I mean, Manny had two surgeries. So maybe after two labrum surgeries, he will change the way he plays.
Or maybe we don't have to wait for all the labrum surgeries and he can just do it now. How about that? Let's see what our listeners have to say.
It's just not that easy.
833-288-0973. Can we try, though, at least?
How do you do that?
I don't know. That's why
don't go for the ball. Hey, when it's hit, just don't go for it. And then you'll be safe. I don't understand. It's not something that you can take and give away. It's like, the only time you're going to get this kid to change who he is in spring training. You should bonk him on the head with a hammer If he ever tries to tag up on an infield fly again from third base, hit him on the head with a hammer.
Don't ride dirt bikes in your off time. We tell them that.
That's different.
Can we
that's
not change the, that's some not things the way. That happen during the game as well, or is it just the off-the-field stuff?
You can say it all you want. I just don't think it's going to take.
All right, let's get out to these phone callers. 833-288-0973. The fan. Here's Bob in Forest Ranch.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, I'm not a doctor, but I am intimately familiar with a subluxation. And, you know, the pain, if that had been last year, you'd have heard those screams in the outfield. It's really painful. But the worst thing about it is it tends to be a recurring injury.
Yeah.
Every time you do it, it weakens more and more and more. And, you know, he's not going to change his swing, which is, I mean, to me, that's the worst thing about it. So I really think people need to lower their expectations. This 10-day stuff from the Padres is BS. I mean, Trent Grisham's on the 10-day deal, right?
Yeah.
This is way worse.
Yeah.
I think the only way long-term you keep him from doing this again is that he doesn't come back too soon. And that's because that's what happens with this particular injury. And all these people get, oh, well, the surgery. A surgery isn't 100%. Most orthos, they don't like doing surgeries to repair either, whether it's a shoulder or a knee subluxation, because they don't like to fail.
Yeah.
It's not 100%. It's not Tommy John. So, and the last thing is, I'd like to know what Woodsy's favorite flavor of wine is.
Ooh.
You sound so erudite when you call it a flavor of wine.
It's a varietal.
Varietal. You know the word.
I know the word.
You know the word.
I'm very tired.
Thank you, Bob.
I like the red flavor.
I'm leaving.
Woodsy, of course, likes the pink wine the best.
I know. I like red. Isn't that... You can say it's a red. That's not a flavor, though.
No, it's a red. It's...
You can pick... I mean flavors like Chardonnay, Pinot. Listen to Lord Wine over here dropping the hammer on me.
There he is. Bob dropped the hammer on you.
It's
I
fair.
Just was here for Bob. We're
at the golf
you.
Course yesterday and... Somebody had left their Pellegrino sparkling water on the tee box, and I went, Ben, did you?
Everyone thought it was mine.
Of course they did.
How could I have left it on a future tee box,
think it was
people?
Ours.
Didn't make any sense.
It wasn't mine. Paulie and I are sucking down Cokes and hot dogs.
Let's go out to JR in Oceanside. You're on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, JR.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. Hey, I was wondering if I could just get a little quick one of those two-piece phone calls.
Yes, you want a two-part
one? Here's part one of JR's phone call.
Bro, we have nothing to do and all day to do it, so go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So part one has to do with Tiger Woods.
Shoot.
I know we're talking about Tatis right now, but real quick on Tiger Woods. After the accident, I gave a ride to somebody in the PR department for Genesis, the car.
Yes.
And in their individual investigation, they talked to the houses in the area, and the people that lived in the houses said that people crash there so much that they don't even come outside and look.
Oh
at
my
it.
God. It's a dead man's curve, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So for those that, you know, that are still skeptical about Tiger's crash, it happens there all the time. It's maybe something that needs to be changed with the speed limit or the road.
Yeah. Interesting nugget there, JR. Appreciate
JR.
That.
Right,
what
part
is part two?
Part two on Tatis, I just kind of wanted to piggyback on my call yesterday. You know, it's not as hard to change your swing to a two-hand finish as people might think, especially with someone who is one of the better players in the major leagues. It will be an adjustment, but, you know, it's something that he's, in my opinion, he's going to have to do to be able to finish the season, because every time he lets go of that one-hand finish, it's just going to pull on that shoulder. And, you know, and to follow up with a question to Woods, would you rather Tatis play for 6 years diving around the field, or would you rather him play for the full 14 and seeing him in the lineup for 150 games a year? You know, I would take the later.
Well, I mean, obviously that's not even a loaded question. Obviously you want him for the full 14, but can, you know, he hasn't played 150 games yet, you know, and the thing is, look, we've talked about it a million times over. You know, he will, he knows his body. He will know when to pull back. It's not going to be a conversation I think they can have with him that says, Toddy, you know, I mean, so what's the line? What's the, like, hey.
It's tough to accept not being as dynamic as you could be.
Right.
I can imagine that that is a difficult thing for a baseball player, knowing I've got a little more to give. I could be more spectacular. I could do more.
But they don't want
to help
me to.
My team win. But they really want me to rein it in and dial it back a little bit to stay healthy. But can I do that? Yes. Just like anyone, if you put your mind to it and you practice it and you make it a priority, he can do it. Now, will he be the same player? Will he be the unbelievable, you know, making all those sensational plays he always does? Probably not. He'll have to give up a little bit of that. Will he still be one of the best players in baseball if he has a two-hand finish and, occasionally decides not to dive for, unbelievable matrix slides and everything? Yeah. I mean, he's still going to be one of the best players in baseball.
Somebody made the point earlier. He swings with two hands sometimes. Sometimes he does. Yeah. Sometimes he finishes with two hands.
So let's try to make that the 100% time you do that.
You guys make me want to stab myself. I mean, again, this is how did you get to the big leagues? By playing the game that way.
Now, you know how do you stay in the big leagues? Not playing the game that way.
It's not going to work. You're going to say it and say it and say it.
What's going to happen? What's going to happen? If he really does, you know, put his mind to trying to be a little more cautious, what do you think is going to happen? Is he going to be a 130 hitter, you know, that doesn't know how to play anymore, that just lets every ball that comes, you know, more than 5 feet away from him just go by? No, he's still going to be out there making plays. But you can dial it down a little bit. I really believe you can, Woods.
I don't think you can. I mean, I think you can. I think he won't. That's my whole point. Is I do think that you can dial down your intensity. I do think you can dial down diving, running, jumping. I just don't think he will because of who he is. What do we love the most about him? Oh, my God, what is he doing? He's about to get picked off. Oh, my God, did a back pick. Nope, it's Fernando. He's back in because he did a matrix move, and we love that.
He attacks everything with an unbelievable zeal,
vigor,
enthusiasm, and love of the game. Well, let's attack trying to stay on the field with that enthusiasm as well. He's going to be the best ever at staying on the field and staying healthy because that's what he does. He's the best at everything he does. Now he's going to be the best ever at trying to stay healthy and not need shoulder surgery, at least before the end of this season.
All I can say is good luck with that. Good luck. Good luck taming him. You go out into the jungle and grab you a tiger and take him home, Ben, and you teach him not to hunt anymore, not to kill. You can do it. He's just an animal. It's just an animal. Just work with him a lot and just tell him over and over, hey, this isn't you. Do this. Don't do that. See how that goes. Grab a wild Mustang and try to ride him across the desert. See how that goes for you. You're going to end up on your ass. It's just, this is who he is. This
I don't
is what
think
makes
you're giving
him,
him enough credit. I don't think you're giving him enough credit.
I give him all the credit. I give him all the credit. He gets all my
credit. All right.
I just know, we know, we've seen it. We know how he plays. He never takes a playoff.
Who thought it would be Fernando Tatis Jr. that finally split the two of us apart?
We should be on the same page about Fernando Tatis Jr.
You would think so.
You would think
we are not.
We're definitely not.
833-288-0973. It's Ben and Woods. Get our first Grand Slam code word. Chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest coming up in 5 minutes. But until then, more of your phone calls. Here's Mike in Temecula. Hey, Mike, how are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm eating my popcorn right now listening to you two little girls squawk. No, hey, here's the thing. I put in my flow charts and my analytic breakdown.
Yes.
This is what I got for you. Okay, here we go. Bad thing, Tatis is hurt. The good thing is he was pressing so much, I think this 10-day break will get his head straightened around. And the good thing is the Padres – I think this is going to be not an ongoing thing, but I think this is going to happen again with the way he plays, and I'll get to that in a second. So we got Kim, we got Cronenworth, we got Mateo, we got a lot of backups, but I'm glad it's happening in the first part of the year, not during the home stretch where there's playoff attention and all that. So that's kind of a good thing. And what you guys are talking about, that's instinctual. You can't – it's like a Mustang, but you can also – he's got to calm down on the bases. No more head flying, you know, matrix slide, because the bases don't give. The bases are stationary, so he could, you know, he could jam himself. And you could also, as you guys know, if you guys get a little bit hurt on the golf, you got to change the swing a little bit.
Right.
Not, you know, 100%, but he does need to make some slight adjustments, and I think that can happen.
Remember when you hurt your back, Ben, and then you were terrible?
I was, but I had to adjust a little bit.
But it was terrible.
But I got better.
But it was
because I worked on it.
It was terrible.
I worked on it. No,
no, your back. You got your. You fixed your back.
No, it's better. But I still have had to make some adjustments. Mike, thank you for the call.
Hank tweets in. He says, "I think Ben and Woods needs to not work a full year, not give 100%, dial it down a bit. See what Adam thinks about that." Yeah, let's do that. I'm going to take my performance down about 75%.
You're not in risk of injuring yourself over there, at least as far as I can tell.
My throat.
You look quite comfortable.
I'm just going to chill. I'm going to take it down a little bit.
Let's see what our friend Kathy has to say. Kathy, good morning. You're on Ben and Woods.
Good morning, guys. My absolute favorite Royal was the left fielder, Alex Gordon. The man would fly up against the wall or over the field. He dove into the stands at playing the White Sox. Go after a ball, hurt himself in 2015. But when he came back, the man ended up with 8 gold gloves, 2 platinum gloves, never gave up, no matter how much, if he got hurt or not. I don't want to see Tatis hold back. I mean, that's part of why we love him. Yeah, I don't want that kid to get hurt. But part of who he is how he plays. And that's what, how much, you know, that's what we love seeing about the guy, is he goes ball to the wall all out.
Yeah, Kathy, I appreciate it. Yeah,
I agree.
Well, I get it. And you know, best of both worlds, Tatis gets to play as hard as he wants, as 100% as he wants for 14 years, and he gets to play 162 games. It just doesn't seem that realistic to me.
No, it's tough. And the position he plays, with the intensity in which he plays, Ben, look, I don't want to be so obstinate that I couldn't agree that should he take fewer risks on the base paths? Yes, he should. Should he slide feet first? Sure, absolutely. Those are all things. But, you know, talking about, he needs to do this with the swing and that with the swing. I mean, the guy, he knows what he's doing. He knows his body. The surgery aspect of it is going to be with us all for the next 14 years. We're going to be worried about this kid because we love this kid at the end of the day. And we love, guess what we love most about him? Those plays that he makes that we've never seen before. I've never seen some of the stuff he's done on a baseball field. You take that away, he's never going to be just a guy. But you take that away, he's not him. He's not him. You're asking him to give up his identity of who he is, the way that he was taught, the joy, the passion which he plays with. I just don't think it's a realistic ask.
I got time for one more quick one. Kevin in Santee, last up in this segment with Ben and Woods.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
Hey, I've been playing ball for probably about 40 years, through Little League and then started playing adult ball at about 25.
Yep.
Baseball is extremely, like, instinctive and reaction-driven, you know, and I went all the way from JUCO, like, red-shirting teams in a Twilight League here locally to win World Series out in Phoenix for the, you know, the 45 and over teams. So you take that instinctiveness, he's going to react immediately. And that round ball and that round bat, there's not enough time to say, oh, am I going to swing right or am I going to swing wrong? Or are they going to be happy if I don't hold ball with two hands?
It's what's in him. It's just who he is.
Yeah, tomorrow, yes. But given
you want him to go work on it?
For many months, my instinct was to talk more NFL and basketball on this show. And I've coached myself out of it.
You had no choice. You had no choice.
Just like Fernando Tatis Jr. has no choice.
I gave you no choice.
He's going to have to modify his instincts moving forward. Maybe for the better. Maybe he ends up a better player.
Ben,
do the show. You're still crying. Do the show. I've already cut off the mic.
Do the show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
God, man.
You know, go do whatever the hell you're doing.
Man.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Whatever, I'm the one doing the show. You're the one checking out. Have a good day. See you.
Go on, dudes. Do the show, bitch.
All right, so maybe we're those dudes. But do they have a Grand Slam giveaway? I don't think so.
I don't think they work together anymore.
Here's our hour's Grand Slam giveaway code word. It is EPIC. like this epic discussion we just had. Text EPIC to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words and the Grand Slam giveaway. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better.
Oh my God.
Download the BetQL app today.
Oh my God.
Dip-ass tweets coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan.